I was so happy when I was declared a winner of the 2021 mayoral elections and subsequently becoming the youngest mayor, the youngest person to hold the position of mayor in the entire Republic of Zambia.
What motivated you to become an independent candidate? Because the election appeared to be split down the middle. Either you are going for the main opposition UPND alliance or the ruling party, the Patriotic Front. So what motivated you to decide that you want to be an independent candidate?
I come from a district where it's predominantly dominated by the youth and women. But now I've been on the ground and working with them. I'm a passionate advocate of decentralization, or simply put, power to the people. And when time for elections came, I offered myself to stand on the PF ticket. But as usual, the adoptions were being determined on age and corruption. And I was kicked out. So I moved on and I said, the people told me that we believe in your leadership, as an individual and not as a political party. So go ahead with the people who vote for you. And I went ahead to stand to contest elections as an independent mayor. And it has never happened from 1964 when we got independent that someone won an election as mayor on an independent ticket.
What message does your victory send to the youth in Chipata and the entire country, Zambia?
You know, we only have 5 cities in Zambia. And one of it is being headed by me as the youngest mayor. The message here is that it's possible for any person, any young person to make it, that success is achievable, that indeed it's possible to realize, to dream and realize our dream. It's possible for a young person to dream big and that the dreams do come true. It's also possible for a young person to be able to make a difference and break all barriers, imaginary or real barriers. That is what my victory actually simply means.
George Mwanza, you know expectations are high for you to meet as a youth because some people will say that the youth are not experienced, they don't have the necessary tools or skill set to administer effectively as mayors or councillors or top political positions. So you have a lot to prove. What message do you want to send to people whose expectations are high and those who are skeptical about your abilities to govern effectively as a mayor of Chipata?
I would like to say that the people of Chipata City, the people of Zambia, should know that the time to provide progressive leadership has come. And for me, I know that what is most important is the drive to make a change. Experience, we've had a lot of elderly people that have gone before us, become mayors and whatnot, but they've not been able to effect the change that the people have always aspired to see. What I'm simply telling them is that we have the drive, I have the energy to effect the change. And the leadership pendulum in this world, in this country, it is drifting towards youth because we have the education, we have the energy and the passion, the drive to effect the change. And if in any case, we have lived the experience that young people are facing, that of unemployment, that of lack of support and whatnot. So we are saying that we are here to effect the change. We are here to modernize and bring innovation in the system, in the way that things are being run at the city council level. And that is what we are going to do. So I would like to tell and assure everyone else that indeed we are going to effect the change and make our generation proud and that of the old people.